with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. President Biden will begin next week facing more bad poll numbers. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
The latest Real Clear Politics average of national polls continues to find President Biden's approval rating underwater. The RCB poll found that only 40.6% of those surveyed approve of the job he's doing as president, while 55.5% disapprove. That's a spread of a negative 14.9%. It should also be noted that Mr. Biden is 3.1% below where former President Donald Trump was at this point in his presidency. Ken Lorman reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, attempts to rescue 41 workers stuck in a collapsed tunnel in northern India have once again been hampered.
Rescuers have been working by hand to remove debris after the drilling machine they were using broke down a day earlier. The machine, known as the auger, stopped working as it made its way through the debris of rock, stone and metal. The operation was halted as rescuers tried to rethink how best to free the men. Arnold Dix, an international expert assisting the rescue team at the accident site, said it's unclear when the drilling will be able to start again.
The machine is busted. It's irreparable. It is destructive.
Workers have been trapped since November the 12th, when a landslide caused a portion of the 2.8-mile tunnel they were building to collapse. I'm Karen Chemas.
Ukrainian military officials say that Russia has launched its most intense drone attack on Ukraine since the beginning of the war. One commander says Kyiv was the main target of today's assault. At least 5 civilians wounded in that attack, saw many buildings damaged. This is SRN News. A California counseling service unveils a controversial new program.
San Francisco-based Outlet has set up an online forum where young people can come together to discuss homosexuality, transgenderism, and other sexual topics. That might be concerning enough, but the program is open to anyone from the ages of 14 to 25. Some parents' groups are reacting with alarm, pointing out it is potentially dangerous to have children discussing sexuality with adult strangers online. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nation's largest Christian university says it will fight a $38 million fine brought by the federal government over allegations it misrepresented the exact cost of its programs. Grand Canyon University filing an appeal with the Education Department. If that fails, the Phoenix-based school says it prepared to file a federal lawsuit. This is SRN News. Nissan set to invest $1.4 billion to update its factory in northeast England.
It's a boost for the British government as it tries to revive the country's ailing economy. The Japanese automaker manufactures the gasoline-powered Qashqai and smaller Juke crossover vehicles at the factory in Sunderland, which employs 6,000 workers. The company says it's directly investing up to £1.12 billion to produce electric successors to the two models.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. In the meantime, British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak calls it a massive vote of confidence in the UK's automotive industry. It was a half day of trading on Wall Street yesterday. Dow Industrials up 117 points. S&P 500 ahead just a fraction. NASDAQ down 15. More details at srnnews.com.